Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper, very much alive here to the regret of many. Sorry I missed you last evening and Friday, but I wasn't feeling very well. This nasty weather here in Washington, D.C. You know, I picked up a bit of a cold, but I am very much alive, as I say, much to the regret of many. But, you know, I'm a lot safer here in this city right now than a lot of those poor fellows. I should say men and women, not just the fellows. There's men and women who are in Iraq facing suicide bombers on a daily basis. I have to be completely honest, folks. When I heard on the radio that a suicide bomber had attempted to take out Vice President Dick Cheney, well, I'm not going to tell you what thought went through my mind. But needless to say, it's because of Dick Cheney and George W. Bush that all these American men and women are in Iraq right now, fighting and dying, and even dying when they're not fighting. Just trying to enjoy themselves, walking down the street, they face suicide bombers on a daily basis. And that's pretty scary, folks. And they're there not because most Americans want them there, but because a very small and powerful group known as the Israeli lobby, want them there. That's not news to you folks, especially not to you people who listen to my program regularly and who listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network and hear those people who dare to say that controversial thing. But needless to say, it's going on and it's getting worse by the day, and we don't really see any signs of any serious political efforts on the part of either the Democrats or the Republicans to bring these men and women home. The closest we have is Barack Obama, who is tripping all over himself to verify and affirm and clarify and assert his support for Israel and its demands on the American taxpayers. We have other independent candidates who don't seem to be making any waves right now. I say independent in the sense that Congressman Ron Paul is very much independent of the power elite in Washington. But isn't it funny, folks? He doesn't get any publicity in the mass media in America. And that just brings me back to this point as to why I am here and as to why the Republic Broadcasting Network is here. And thank God we do have RBN. Fact is, RBN is out there bringing you the truth because you can handle the truth. Unfortunately, of course, there are so many Americans who cannot. And that's why we need to broaden the base of the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank God there are advertisers out there who are willing to come on the Republic Broadcasting Network and sponsor programs such as mine. And, of course, this program is sponsored by Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. As I always tell you, folks, it works. Check it out on the internet at headachestaygone.com. This is an all-natural cure, not one of these synthetic drugs produced by these big drug companies that provide the advertising for the major networks. These big drug companies that you see 3 or 4 page advertisements in the pages of Time and Newsweek and U.S. News and World Report. And if you ever notice, folks, they promise you all sorts of wonderful things, and then you notice the side effects. You know, you take a pill for allergies, and those allergy pills give you headaches or give you colds, make you susceptible to colds, or they ruin your liver, or they ruin your kidneys. And yet, they're the ones who are propping up the mass media in America, making the mass media capable of spreading the propaganda and disinformation that we get. All right, we're going to be going to a break here very shortly, folks. When we come back, a couple news notes. Then we'll take your calls later in the hour.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm getting back into the swing of things here, I hope. Just want to flip through some clippings with you, some interesting items that I saw, and then I want to tell you about my own little adventure in writing a letter to the editor of a small-town newspaper and the response that I got. Very interesting. Rudy Giuliani, This guy, folks, watch out for him. You know, everybody says, oh, he's too liberal. He's too liberal on abortion. He's too liberal on gun control. He's too liberal on gay rights. He's too liberal on this. He's too liberal on that. But, folks, I want to tell you something. This guy has a magic weapon that really resonates with the American people, and that's called 911. Reading a report in New York Magazine about Rudy Giuliani's ongoing presidential campaign, and, you know, it's not this article. New York Magazine is a very much an establishment publication, but in their March 5th issue, they have really captured the essence of Rudy Giuliani and what a fraud he really is and how people have bought Rudy Giuliani. They have bought him because of 911. All he's got to do is mention 911, folks, and everybody remembers what a great hero he was supposed to have been on that day. Now, it's very, very interesting what New York Magazine says. This is New York, which is a magazine, obviously, not the New Yorker, folks, New York Magazine, which is kind of like the city magazine for New York. And this is what the author writes. He says, the 911 story, he says, New Yorkers have experienced an inevitable September 11th fatigue. Excuse me. The 911 story has been told so many times that the Rudy as hero narrative, however moving, has lost much of its power. Except for those who have a personal connection to the tragedy, people have generally moved on. But the rest of America sees a far different Rudy. West of the Hudson, the September 10th Rudy doesn't exist and never did. In other words, folks, what they're saying is that Rudy Giuliani was really not that popular on September 10th. September 11th changed things. They go on to say, for these people who didn't know Rudy Giuliani before September 10th, September 11th was never so much a real day as a distant televised drama. Interesting insight there. It has more symbolic meaning than actual meaning. It's equal parts Pearl Harbor and resurrection. And guess who plays the role of national savior? Not George Bush, not John McCain, not Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. Well, they talk about Rudy Giuliani on the campaign trail. And a little girl goes up to Rudy Giuliani and says she lost a cousin that day. And Rudy Giuliani gives her a hug. And the girl asks the mayor how he made it through that day. With the help of loved ones, he replies. Well, it turns out this little girl didn't even know the name of her cousin. She told the reporter, I don't know, I never met him. Meanwhile, there's another little girl, maybe 11, tugging on the mayor's sleeve. You've been my hero since 9/11. They ask another lady, the wife of a local fire chief, what she thinks of Rudy Giuliani. What does she think about his stance on abortion? She says, those issues don't matter. After 9/11, I'd vote for him in a second. Historian Douglas Brinkley is quoted. He says, here on the coast, East Coast, West Coast, we make fun of heroes. We think it's hokey, but the rest of America craves them. To them, Rudy's like Eisenhower. Mothers bring their sons to see him. Well, folks, this guy, Rudy Giuliani, is a bad man, in my opinion, for a variety of reasons, which I've talked about on this program and which I'm sure I'll talk about again. He's a bad man for what he did as a prosecutor in the Justice Department and how he allowed Russian Jewish organized crime to come into the United States unchallenged and set up shop in his city that he supposedly cleaned up. Yeah, folks, Rudy Giuliani's a real piece of work, and no matter how much we dislike him, those of us who are the real patriots, as Gore Vidal once described, those of us who dare to criticize George Bush and his neoconservative imperialist administration, those of us who are real patriots don't like Rudy Giuliani, but we've got to recognize the fact that there's a lot of good people, very good people around this country who do like Rudy Giuliani. And this is a guy that we've got to focus on more and more and explain to people that he is not the great hero of 911. He is not the great hero, period. He's a Judas goat. He's a product of the Zionist power elite. He's their golden-haired boy, their fair-haired boy for this presidential race. Of course, they like John McCain, too. But I'm telling you, folks, Rudy Giuliani, we've got to keep an eye on this guy. Well, Minister Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam, who I've had the pleasure of meeting several times, I might mention, gave what is said to be his last public address recently. He's been fighting prostate cancer. And I thought it was very interesting. You know, this is a Muslim leader, but listen to what he said. He says, "Our lives are full of praise," he says. He says, "It's time for followers of the Prophet Muhammad to live as he had, and for Christians to live more as Jesus did. Our lives are full of praise, but our hearts are far removed from the prophets that we all claim. That's why the world is in the shape that it's in. If we would live the life that Jesus taught, live the life that Muhammad taught, we would be in tremendous condition." Isn't that interesting, folks? A black Muslim leader urging people to follow the teachings that Jesus taught. Doesn't that seem to contrast with so much of what you hear in the mass media about how the Muslims hate Christians and hate Christianity and hate the name of Jesus Christ? This is what Louis Farrakhan said, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not making it up. Louis Farrakhan, of course, has been denounced repeatedly, folks. He has dared to criticize the Bush administration. He has dared to meet with foreign leaders who have been critics of the Bush administration. Well, I say more power to him. Minister Louis Farrakhan has not been afraid of the Israeli lobby. Kind of funny, speaking of lobbies in Washington, Washington Post had an article back in January 12th, and one of the headlines read, it was a measure relating to drug regulations. It said, "Measure was shaped by fear of drug lobby." Can you imagine the Washington Post having a headline saying that a particular foreign policy measure was shaped by fear of the Israeli lobby? Well, of course, there are people who do fear the Israeli lobby, but of course, there are also people who try to tell us that the Israeli lobby doesn't exist. They say that it just happens to be there, and that our members of Congress and the president just support Israel and give Israel all it demands because, well, Israel's the best thing since sliced bread. Well, I don't believe that, and neither do you. But it is very, very interesting that our mainstream newspapers are willing to admit the existence of powerful lobbies like the drug lobby. And, of course, we always hear in the mass media about the gun lobby, referring to the National Rifle Association. Well, I know a lot of people who think that the National Rifle Association has some problems, that it hasn't remained true to constitutional principles. Well, I'm not here to debate whether or not the National Rifle Association is or is not really in tune to our constitutional principles, but I am here to tell you that we do hear in the national media time and time again about the powerful gun lobby. They say it's the most powerful lobby in Washington. They say the oil lobby, and they say the drug lobby. But dare to discuss the Israeli lobby, folks? Oh, boy, you'll get yourself in some hot water real fast. Okay, well, we are going to a break here momentarily. And when we come back, I'm going to read you a letter to the editor I wrote to a small-town newspaper, and then treat you with the response that I received talking about my letter. I think you'll find it amusing, interesting, and probably reflective of what you yourself have experienced in writing letters to the editors of your local newspapers. So stay tuned if you choose, folks. I hope you will. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you courtesy of Headaches Dagon, the all-natural cure for headaches.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Later in this hour, I'm going to give you the 800 number for Headache Stay Gone, so get your pen and paper handy. And I'm also going to give you some information about where you can order a very interesting little booklet that I mentioned on this program last week. So get your pen and paper handy. There's only a few copies of this book left available, and I think some of you who haven't ordered it yet might want to try it out. So get that pen and paper handy. I did get a letter from retired Navy man from Georgia who's a listener to this program. And he was commenting about the discussion we had, I believe it was with Jim from Texas the other evening, about the power of Zionism in America. He says, our letter writer says, the neocons of the early, he puts that in quotes, the neocons of the early 1930s declared war, that is an embargo on Germany, then agitated till they got their hot war in the 1940s. And now they own and operate Germany just like the USA. He is, of course, referring to the comparison, he's giving us a comparison to what's happening now with the campaign to get us into a war against Iran. In reference to that previous war, he says, mission accomplished. To stop the Z mob, we must go to war. He said, you and your callers sound too reasonable and intimidated by must-follow orderism to combat your deadly serious foes. Rather than just bemoan the Americans killed in Iraq and Afghanistan We must encourage them to refuse service to a criminal, un-American government. We must all fight the domestic enemy, trashing our Constitution and strangling our freedoms. Hell no, I won't go. And this is a retired United States Navy man, ladies and gentlemen. A United States Navy man. That's how far we have come in this country, folks, that even our retired Navy men, our retired military, are saying that we should encourage our young people today who are in the military to refuse to fight this war. This war that's ongoing and the wars that they have planned. And, of course, we have heard that now some top generals and admirals are saying that if the United States goes to war against Iran, they will resign, and they'll do it very publicly. Well, let's hope they do it very publicly, and let's hope they raise all sorts of hell, because that's exactly what we need. I hope you have your pen and paper handy, folks. Here is the 800 number for Headaches Day Gone. It's 1-800-327-0727. 1-800-327-0727. And the address is in Glenmore, PA, Glenmore, Pennsylvania. It's at 199 Springton Road. All one word, Springton Road, Glenmore, G-L-E-N-M-O-O-R-E, Glenmore, Pennsylvania, 19343. And regarding that book, The Conquest, written by Ronald C. Corbin. I got a very nice letter from Mr. Corbin, who indicates he's received 11 orders for 11 books from people all over the country. He said they might not have learned of the book otherwise, as I and the publisher have no plan to advertise it except by word of mouth. I still have 100 to distribute. Folks, it's a good book. It's not very long, but I think it's one of the best little books you can find about the whole history of communism and Zionism. In just a few pages. He's only asking $7 for the book, but I suggest you send him $10 to help him cover all those printing costs and everything, and it is well worth the investment. I believe it's Garlic Press. The Garlic Press. You can write him care of P.O. Box 1266, 1266, Fredericksburg, Texas. Just like it sounds, Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624. Just write them and ask them for a copy of Conquest. You will be glad you did. It's an interesting book, and if any of you have gotten the book yet, probably not, but once you have gotten it, I'd like any you to feel free to call in here and express your feelings about the book, because as I say, you know, there's a lot of written material out there. There's a lot of things on the Internet, but every once in a while, something really comes along that I think really says it all, really, really puts it into perspective. Well, folks, I only have about a minute left here before we go to the turn of the half hour, and when we come back from that half hour, I'm going to perhaps bore you, perhaps entertain you with some excerpts from a letter to the editor that I wrote to a small-town newspaper that I've been subscribing to for, I guess probably 30 years. It's a small-town newspaper published in the area where I grew up. It's a weekly newspaper, good little newspaper. Doesn't cover the big political issues, but, you know, they do publish letters to the editor, and I've had pretty good success at getting my letters published, even some controversial ones. Well, I'm going to read you, when we come back, my controversial letter, and then what I think is a very revealing letter written by one of my Zionist critics who happens to also be a subscriber to that newspaper. You'll find his tactics very interesting and very revealing. So I hope you will be interested and come back after the break, hear what I have to say and what one of my critics has to say, and then we'll take some phone calls if we have the time, and I hope we do. The number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website.
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. American Free Press does have a paper this week, folks. In fact, I have a review of Jimmy Carter's new book, which has caused such a controversy. I'd written an article about it. Now we have a follow-up. I was going to read some letters here to you, but, you know, I'll tell you what, we have a couple callers lined up, and I'd rather just go directly to the callers. These letters can be read any time, but I will just say this much, that my letter to the editor dealt with the power of the Israeli lobby. My critic who responded managed to bring in Adolf Hitler and allegations in the Middle Ages that Jews were blamed for causing the Black Plague. Now, now, of course, we're talking about up-to-date, modern-day things here, but this guy who responded brought up the Black Plague. You know, folks, talk about shifting the subject of debate. Another lady did write a letter to the editor, too, a nice Christian lady describing herself as a far-right senior conservative. she says that whoever curses the Jews, God will curse, and whoever blesses the Jews, God will bless. Blah, 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 blah. All right, let's go to the callers. I'm going to go first to Byron from Canada. Byron, come on up.
Yeah, hello, Michael?
Yes.
How are you?
How you doing, Byron?
Good. Maybe you don't remember me.
I do indeed. I said to my producer, I said, I know him. How are you, Byron? Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. If I just got your program here last week. I finally found you on the Internet.
Great.
And it's nice anyway. You know, I was going to bring up a couple of things. The first thing, I started listening to Air America.
Okay.
And it's pretty left-wing, and I think from our conversations where I told you I'm quite conservative.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what I found out? The left wing really isn't any different than the right wing. I mean, they'll criticize one side or the other, but when it gets down to the main thing that's running our countries, which is, I think, the policies of Israel, they both will shy away from it. Neither one of them will criticize or say anything negative about Israel.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's taboo. They'll still criticize, you know, the Saudis and everybody else, and maybe they do need criticizing, but they'll never, ever put the hand of Israel behind any of the policies. I mean, it's unbelievable. But what I was going to talk to you about, and thank God for the Internet, have you ever heard of a guy named Benjamin Friedman?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I found writing on him. I don't know if you ever discussed it on your program.
We talked about Benjamin Friedman here, yeah.
Well, I wish I would have got your program a long time ago because it was an eye-opener reading his article. And the other thing I was going to, there was another story that I found on the Internet by Hesham Talawi,
he's been a guest on this program. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord, what have I been missing out all my life?
Well, check him out. He has his own website at currentissues.tv. I hope I have that correct.
Yeah. Anyhow, reading his article, I was going through there. And, you know, the plan of the Middle East, you know, it wasn't decided on 9/11 or, you know, according to this article, it was decided quite a few years ago about the destruction of the Middle East. And Iraq was one of the main countries that they wanted destroyed because of its natural resources, its the educational system they had there, and the agricultural that was in Iraq. It was one of the countries that could be a kind of a problem or a counterweight to the Israeli plans.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing how, if you read that article, what their plans was back in the 80s, what they wanted to do, they said tear Iraq up and other Middle Eastern countries like, I suppose, Lebanon, Palestine, Syria, you know, into a little bit of countries where Israel was going to be the main power.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because that ties right into what I was going to say in this. I mentioned how I had written this letter to the editor and basically said that the Israeli lobby was behind the Iraq war. Well, the person who responded actually went so far as to make the claim that, oh, the Iraq war hasn't been good for the Israelis. If anything, it's bad for them because they have this unstable neighbor in the Middle East. Well, we know darn well that has been part of the Israeli agenda. They don't care. They don't have a problem with having neighbors, their Arab neighbors, unstable.
No,
they have no problem with that whatsoever.
Yeah.
So this is all part and parcel of the Israeli aim for a long, long time.
Well, if anybody doesn't believe that, all they got to do is go back to the first Gulf War and listen to the run up to the Gulf War with the hearings that was in the Congress on C-SPAN, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. And this is before Iraq ever went into Kuwait. Israel had threatened to do a preemptive strike on Iraq. And then, of course, Saddam Hussein, the guy from Iran, was stupid enough to come back and say, well, if they hit us, we're going to hit them. And Saddam made the mistake of saying, well, we'll burn half of their country or their tails with our chemical weapons. And that's all it took. Everybody forgot. Well, Israel's the one that said that they were going to do preemptive strikes. But if anybody wants to go back and look at the archives of the C-SPAN and the hearings that they had, and I'll never forget it, Lee Hamilton chaired it, but the rest of the people on that panel were all Jewish from the Congress and Senate.
And it was balance.
Yeah, and it was like day after day of, you know, they got to do something about Iraq. And then, of course, the final touch of it was when, maybe you remember when Tom Lantos had the hearing where he had the little Kuwaiti girl get up there and tell how the Iraqis were throwing babies out of the incubators. And he chaired that meeting and had a special hearing for it. Of course, it turned out that it was just nothing but a bunch of lies. But so anybody that says that Israel didn't want to see Iraq destroyed is not being honest. And, and the only thing maybe now that they know Iraq is destroyed, what maybe is they are mad about, that possibly United States' hands are tight enough that maybe they can't go in there and destroy Iran.
They can't, like, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Like
exactly.
They're pushing for their destruction now. Maybe that might slow them down a little bit. But
hey, Byron, I want to mention here, we have some good news. My producer mentioned to me off the air here that Hesham Talawi, I knew that there was some talk he was going to be having a program here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and I guess he is now broadcasting, or will be broadcasting at least, starting on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll definitely want to check back at, I don't know, are you listening on shortwave or are you listening on the Internet?
Yeah, on the Internet.
On the Internet. Well, then you'll definitely want to check back on Saturday and tune in to Hesham's program here. He was one of the speakers we had in Washington at the American Free Press Conference over Labor Day weekend, and I can say without qualification he was one of the best. So.
Yeah.
You want to tune them in. Byron, listen, I haven't talked to you in ages, but I tell you what, I have other calls here, and I'm going to have to move on. But I'm glad you caught up with me, and call back again anytime. It's always good to talk to you.
All I want to say is thank God for the Internet.
All right. Thanks, Byron. Appreciate your call. All right, let's go to Aaron in Colorado. Aaron, are you there?
Hi, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. Four-year listener, and... subscriber to American Free Press and the Idaho Observer. Appreciate what you do. There's an article. There's information on Rudy Giuliani. Not only was he on Ground Zero on 9/11 and walking around and telling everyone to leave the surrounding areas because these buildings are coming down before they actually did. He was on Ground Zero in London on 7/7.
he's like a bad penny, isn't he?
He's quite the opportunist, but I want to read this one paragraph article from an AP article published January 14th, 2004. I posted this on copwatch.com, www.copwatch.com,
okay,
because I can't find it anywhere else. Published January 14th, 2004, Boca Raton, former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani's consulting firm and the company that decontaminated anthrax-infested buildings in Washington will team up with Saber Technical Services, spelled S-A-B-R-E, which decontaminated two post offices and the Hart Senate building after another anthrax attacks in 2001. They will join as Giuliani partners to create Bio-1. You can't... Google that and find that anywhere. At least I haven't been able to, but apparently his company cleaned up some anthrax-tainted buildings and along with another company, and they created one called Bio-1. So he's right in there fighting terrorism.
Oh, yeah, he's been making a great amount of money casting himself as the great expert on terrorism, and the only expertise he has in terrorism is the fact that he just happened to be mayor of New York when that 9/11 tragedy went down. And I guess, you know, that's the good old-fashioned American way, but, you know, what I said concerns me is that so many people buy that kind of crap that comes out of Giuliani, and that's why it's important that people dig up the kind of information that you dug up there, Aaron, because people need to know about that.
Well, thanks a lot for what you do.
All right, thanks for calling, Aaron. All right, let's go to Fritz in Florida. Fritz, are you there? He dropped off. All right, well, we have Jim in Texas. Jim, you have a fan out there. I don't know if you heard me read the...
Yeah, I know. My name's been bandied about tonight. I don't know whether it's good or bad, but to get to Mr. Giuliani, who's a slimeball murderer, and the reason he went around and told these people the buildings were coming down, because he knew they were coming down.
That's right.
This is a man that murdered his own firemen and police department and was grinning while he was doing it. I mean, who in their right mind would vote for this slimeball piece of, you know, what kind of excrement? But it's just outrageous that it's just like you were talking about the lobbies. It's like saying, well, we have two important lobbies in the United States. We have the AIPAC Israeli lobby, and we have the Southwestern Wisconsin Dairymen's Association, and we can't decide which one is the most powerful. I mean, this is, it's outrageous, Mike. I mean, I can't believe this. I mean, it's like the old saying goes, you couldn't make this up. And people swallow this.
Well, you know, you see, this is the thing. You know, I say that all the time myself, that when I just when I think things have really gotten bad and outrageous, then I read something and I say, my God, it's even worse than I realized. Yeah, that's the, yeah, it's like, it almost becomes comic after a point.
Right.
You know, and yeah, I mean, you captured that real well a couple weeks ago when you said you were concerned about those what were they, coca-chewing, big-lipped ladies?
Coca-leaf-chewing Bolivian women in their Hamburg hats. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that they dish out, and people sit there and nod their heads, and they have no power to think whatsoever. And I hate to be disparaging of your Canadian caller, who I assume you know, but I would best classify this fellow as Rip Van Winkle. Where you been, fella?
Oh, I know, I've talked to Byron on the phone for probably maybe 5 or 10 years. He's very much in tune. He just got started listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, though. And that's good news, because there's another listener out there. And I'll tell you something, Jim, I get a lot of, now I talk to you all the time, but I get a lot of emails and letters from people who never call the program, but they listen every night, or they've been listening on the broad in the archives. So there's a much bigger audience out there than many of us realize. And then there's an even greater number of people who don't even take the initiative to write or call, you know, because they're kind of keeping low right now. But you know, yeah. I'll tell you what, there might be someone out there listening tonight who's a really important person, maybe a politician, who's saying, you know, what Piper and Jim are saying and what Byron from Canada is saying are right, they're right, and I'm going to come out and say it publicly. And that's why it's important that I personally continue to do what I'm doing on this program and writing for American Free Press and what American Free Press does and what you do calling in here and people who call other programs and get the word out. That's why we just have to keep on doing it and not get too cynical and recognize that there are a lot of people out there who are not sleeping. What it is they're doing, though, is just not speaking out just yet.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but the point I'm trying to make is that being this fellow's from Canada, Byron, and he ought to realize that the problem started with Cromwell. That's when the Jews took over England, and they've been running that in the entire British Empire or Dominion or whatever. I mean, nobody but the English has 12 different names for their country. British Isles, Great Britain, they got 12 different names, and it's the same country. I mean, excuse me, that ought to tell you right away that it's run by a certain brethren.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people who make a very strong argument. I've seen it in writing, and I've heard it enunciated. There's a lot of people who would suggest that even our independence from Britain is maybe not as great an independence as we would like to think that it is.
Well, I understand that Cornwallis told that when he surrendered at Yorktown, that he told them, you've won a temporary victory. Within a very few short years, we shall be controlling you again. That was a statement I've read.
Well, you know the most forgotten war in American history, I think, and it's just my opinion, is the War of 1812, and you know, you take the average American, pull him aside, him or her aside, and say, what was the War of 1812 about? And you know, they won't really exactly know. And then you remind them that the White House and the Capitol were burned, and then they say, oh yeah, and I say to them, well, who burned the White House and the Capitol? And they say, oh, well, the British. And they say, oh yeah, and then I say, why did they do that? They were trying to take the colonies back. And see, that's the part that's really very much suppressed.
Well, they did it through the Bank of England. They did take the colonies back.
Well, see, there's again, yeah, see, that's what I say.
But that's an altogether different story, which
exactly.
Most people don't understand, but they did take the colonies back. Well, actually, the same group of people run both, so I don't know if you'd call it taking the colonies back. We both assume the same boss is what it amounts to. You know, it's like one capo reporting to another capo, who's your new boss? Well, you know, it's your boss. My boss is your boss. So.
You know, that comes back then. Then you move forward to the Civil War.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, generally we talk about the Civil War in the context of slavery. We talk about it in the context of preserving the Union. But, of course, there's a lot of good material out there which indicates very, very strongly that that the Civil War may have been more than anything for another effort by the Rothschild interests through their leadership, or I should say through their control of Britain, through their financial control, to literally split the United States and exploit it.
The Rothschilds in England supported the Southern, the Confederacy, and the Rothschilds in the rest of Europe supported the Union. And that's why, you know, back both sides, can't lose.
One big family fight.
That's the name of the game.
All right, Jim, hang on there if you want. We are going to the break. This hour is already wrapping up. Stay tuned, folks, for more. Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcast Network.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We are wrapping up this hour, and after I wrap up this hour, I'm going to get a good night's sleep so that I will be certain to join you here tomorrow night feeling much better than I have for several days, and I'm glad to say that. Well, we I guess we still have Jim aboard from Texas. Jim, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. And, Mike, I would like you to comment briefly, because we don't have much time, on the absence, complete absence of coverage of the Ernst Zundel, David Irving, everything else on there, Rudolf Verbicki, and all of these people that should be covered continually on the news media, who, if anybody should believe in freedom of speech, it should be the news media. And the only thing I've ever seen is a brief crawl across the bottom of a screen about Irving sentenced to 3 years in jail, and that's it. No discussion whatsoever, no Sunday show discussion, no C-SPAN discussion, nothing anywhere. It's like it doesn't exist. And that ought to tell, that speaks volumes, as the
well,
old saying
you,
goes.
You, I mean, I couldn't comment any better than what you have just said, Jim, because that's exactly what it comes right down to. I mean, you know, this is going on. I mean, there have been, and you know, the thing is, Zundel, Ernst Zundel, and Germar Rudolph, and all these other people, David Irving, Mr. Verbecki, these are just a handful of people who have gone to jail on these assorted, I should say, both assorted and sordid rules and regulations and laws in foreign countries that the same parties who enforced them and got them into place in those countries are trying to get enforced here in the United States.
And
so,
our press, who touts every day that they have freedom to do anything they want, has not mentioned it. Not one time have they mentioned it. But if you were to contact and say, why didn't you mention it? They'll mention the crawl across the bottom of CNN for about 2 seconds, and they say, well, we covered that. You know, they'll talk 24 hours a day for 5 weeks about Anna Nicole Smith. They won't mention one of these guys for 5 minutes in a talk show. No Brit Hume, nobody. No, what's his name on CNN? Wolf Blitzer. Boy, if that isn't I don't even want to think about that. But that's neither here nor there. But the point is, nobody brings up the question, why don't you mention this? There should be nothing more important.
You know, I called the German embassy the other day regarding the Ernst Zundel affair, and the young lady that I spoke to there, of course, said, well, you'll have to speak to Mr. So-and-so, and he's not in right now. Could I take a message? Yeah. This is.
I know a little German. I spent 2 years in Germany, and if you call him again, or anybody should call, just say, wann ist genug genug, which is, when is enough enough? You know, how much groveling and sniveling do you have? 62 years of groveling and sniveling, isn't that enough?
Well, no, I don't think that it is. That's the problem. They're not satisfied with that, and we're just going to keep hearing about it. And that's why, as I've pointed out, I've never particularly been one who's put a lot of time and effort into researching the Holocaust, per se, because I've always figured that there are other good people out there doing it. But I'll tell you what, in the last year or so, I have come to the realization that it's even though I may not be an expert on the subject, I'm certainly going to talk about what's happening to the people who are experts on the subject, because they don't want to discuss it. That is, the mass media doesn't want to discuss it, so we will discuss it here. And hopefully there are new people who are going to hear about it, and they're going to wake up and say there's something wrong here.
Well, I'm sorry, Mike. I hogged all your time again tonight.
That's
I hear the music
right,
coming.
That's all right, Jim. Nobody else called, so I gave it to you because
hey,
you always
that's good.
Contribute.
Okay.
All right. You have a good evening, Jim. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in and listening to me, and I hope you will stay tuned to the rest of the good programming here, because you can handle the truth. This is Michael Collins Piper, thanking the Republic Broadcasting Network for giving me this hour, because I hope that I am contributing something to some knowledge that you need to know about. And if you got a headache, folks, you know what to do. Take Headache Stay Gone.